This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome back, Wayne Allyn Root. Welcome back to another great summer weekend. Hope you all had a great weekend. I'm back with you. Actually, I was back last week, right? We did 2 hours Thursday, 2 hours Friday. Joe Pags was off, and I guest hosted for him leading into my show. So 2 hours both days. Now we're back with our usual one-hour format. Lots on the plate again. Welcome to Trump land. I love Donald Trump's America. I'll be at Freedom Fest Thursday night. I'll be off this Thursday for just one night here at Newsmax TV because, and at USA Radio, because I'm in the big debate. It's the big debate. It's starring Wayne Root and Ross Douthat, the columnist of the New York Times, to debate Donald Trump. I believe he's the American hero and the new Reagan. He believes he's the new Mussolini and a dictator. And we're going to have a big debate in front of the entire crowd at Freedom Fest. And so I'm a big fan of Trump land. I enjoy being a host in Trump land. I love being a conservative in Trump land. I think all libertarians should be proud of living in Trump land. Donald Trump, the most conservative and almost by default libertarian president in modern American history. Fantastic job making government smaller, making taxes lower, killing regulations, killing the mandate of Obamacare. What more do you want from a guy? My God, he's done a great job. Tonight, after this show, I have the honor of having the show on for an hour, and then the minute the show ends, it's time for Donald Trump to do his famous reveal and announce who his new Supreme Court nominee is. I've been rooting for Amy Coney Barrett, but I keep hearing that it won't be Amy Coney Barrett because sources say she's home in Indiana, where she's a law professor at Notre Dame. And if you're the new nominee, you have to be at the White House with Donald Trump for he to announce you. Now, if that's true, then she will not be the nominee. But I, you know, there's always a lot of misdirection out there, and the liberal media misdirects all the time, and even Trump likes to misdirect, you know, so he can surprise you. Who knows? Maybe Trump's people started the rumor that she's not there. She's been spotted at home in Indiana, so she won't be the pick. And then she'll walk out with Trump at the White House. So you don't know whether it's misinformation or real information, but if, in fact, Amy Coney Barrett is home in Indiana, she won't be the Supreme Court pick tonight, which would disappoint me, because I think the perfect pick is a woman, a beautiful woman, and a Catholic woman, and she's all three. And I think Democrats would go apoplectic. She's 46 years old. She could be on the Supreme Court the next 40 years till she's 86. Be 4 decades of conservatives in the majority with Amy Barrett. So I would pick her, and I would dare the Democrats to attack her Catholicism, and the Republicans would have a heyday and a field day and spend the next 20 years winning Catholic votes off of a nationally televised hearing where Democrats dared to criticize Catholicism, the Catholic views of a Supreme Court nominee. What, if you're Catholic, you can't be on Supreme Court? Next, you'll say if you're Jewish, you can't be on Supreme Court. If you're black, you can't be on Supreme Court. Really? Why is a Catholic not allowed to be on? So I think he should dare them and pick her, but if she is, in fact, home in Indiana, then I guess it's not his choice. But I've been right about 99% of the time with everything Trump has done, but I'm not there to hear these key arguments, so who knows? I would pick, if I was Trump, I would pick Barrett, Amy Barrett. Cynthia Nixon, the former star, television star of, Sex and the City, she made a comment today. She's running for governor of New York as a third-party extreme liberal candidate, and she said, no better description than to call ICE a terrorist organization. You hear what I just said? ICE. Our ICE, our border enforcement agents, are terrorists, according to liberals. Now, this is perfect. This lets us know before the midterms what you're dealing with. When you're dealing with liberal Democrats, you're dealing with nutcases. As Vice President Mike Pence said just on Friday, every day men and women of ICE confront criminal, illegal immigrants who endanger our communities and prey on our most vulnerable. There's 20,000 Department of Homeland Security employees. He said they stand for the rule of law in this nation and stand for the interests of the American people every day. And she says we need to abolish ICE. That seems really clear. They have strayed so far from the interests of the American people and the interests of humanity. Folks, I've read you all the polls. My commentary in the Las Vegas Review-Journal yesterday highlighted all those poll results, and the American people, even Democrats, agree that ICE is good and should not be abolished, and ICE protects us, and ICE is that thin blue line. But this is where liberals stand. They're nutty. They're deranged. They've lost their minds. Here's another great example. Boston is considering giving non-citizens, including DACA recipients, voting rights. You know, Democrats have told us for years, you guys are hysterical, you're radical, you're crazy. We don't love illegals that much. We don't love foreigners that much. We're not letting them vote. We're not giving them Obamacare. Yes, you were. You always were. And now we know, again and again and again, all over this country, places like California and Maryland, they're giving voting rights to felons. They're giving voting rights to illegals. They're allowing illegals to practice in front of the bar. They're giving voting rights to non-citizens. According to Council President, Boston Council President Andrea Campbell, who called for this hearing in Boston, Boston has 190,000 non-citizen residents, which represents 28% of the city population. Is this insanity? 28% of your population is non-citizen residents. That doesn't include illegals. They're telling us this is not illegals. These are people legally in the United States, but they're not citizens. They haven't gotten their citizenship yet, or they're here on a visa. This is insanity. None of it makes any sense at all. How can a city have this many people who are non-citizens, who aren't even illegals, 190,000, and you want them all to vote? It makes no sense. Now, here's a city councilman with a brain. Hyde Park City Councilor Tim McCarthy has promised to push back against the effort. He says, voting is a U.S. citizen's privilege. It is the ultimate privilege, and I, for one, will continue to fight that it remains that way. Voting for non-citizens is a step too far. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. They're telling you openly they're going to let non-citizens vote, but they still aren't telling you openly they're going to let illegals vote. And the fact is, illegals are voting by the millions right now. I know it. My president, Donald Trump, has said it. About 5 million illegals voted in the last election nationwide. How do we know? Because they're all getting driver's licenses. As soon as liberals gave them driver's licenses and claimed it would have nothing to do with voting, but the minute you show up at the DMV, they're not allowed by law to ask a question. It's called the voter-voter law. They have to hand every person getting a driver's license a voter registration form. So you fill it out on the spot and you vote. That's it. There's no voter fraud going on. There's registration fraud going on, which leads to voter fraud. You're registering people who are illegal aliens. You're giving them licenses, and every Secretary of State admits they cannot tell the difference between a license for a legal American and a driver's license for an illegal that's given to them only for the privilege of driving, not for voting. But they have no way to tell the difference. And this is how liberals planned it. And so they want non-citizens to vote. They want illegals to vote. They want felons to vote. This is what's going on in your America. This is how crazy and deranged liberals are. And Netflix host Michelle Wolf leads the pro-abortion salute, and she says, God bless abortions. They had an event over the weekend. It was her half-hour show. Excuse me. It was the latest episode of her half-hour show, and she gave a salute to abortions and said, God bless abortions. Now, folks, even if you believe in abortion, even if it's something you believe in, even if you're a liberal and you're a feminist and you think women have a right to get an abortion, nobody is crazy enough to celebrate abortions, and nobody's crazy enough to say God bless abortions, okay? I'm very moderate on the issue. I think it's disgusting. I think it's distasteful. I don't want any of my family to ever get an abortion. I've never been involved in any way, shape, or form with an abortion. Nobody I've ever dated or been married to has ever gotten an abortion. None of my friends with my help have ever gotten an abortion. None of my children have ever gotten an abortion. I don't like abortion. I find it disgusting and distasteful, and I am pro-life. But I'm also realistic and honest. As long as the Supreme Court says it's legal, and women say it's between them and their doctor and God, then that's the way it is, and I don't get involved in it. All I care about is the economy, and capitalism, and jobs, and I fight for that 24 hours a day, and I've never been involved in the abortion issue in my life. It's just, I'm personally pro-life, but I'm just not involved, and it's the law of the land, and that's the end of it. But, however, there have to be extreme limits on abortion. You can never allow third trimester abortion. You can't allow partial birth abortion. You can't allow government funding of abortion with my taxpayer dollars. And it's ridiculous that a child has to tell their parent if they're going to take an aspirin for a fever at school, but the school won't inform the parent if their daughter is you know, 16 years old and getting an abortion. It's outrageous. I, as a parent, have every right to know what my daughter is doing. So those are the areas where I would fight back and limit abortions and make them reasonable. But nobody says we should completely undo abortion. As long as it's the law of the land, that's the end of it. So I'm pretty moderate and reasonable on the issue. And even I think that's the most disgusting statement I've ever heard in my entire life. Celebrating abortion and saying God bless abortion is going so far, it's so disgusting, it makes me sick to my stomach. It is murder. It really is murder. You're sucking a baby out of a woman's womb. And in many cases, in some cases, in many cases, a woman's, the child coming out of their womb is alive. And they have to do further acts to kill it. It is murder. For you to celebrate it, for you to say how great it is, for you to say God bless abortion, you're mentally ill. There's something wrong with you. It's as simple as that. Makes no sense. These are the same people worried about separating a mother from her child at the border who came here illegally. And you're not worried about separating a mother from her child forever with murder? You celebrate it and think it's great? This is the radical nutcases of liberalism today. And speaking of radical nutcases, Nancy Pelosi says Democrats must win the midterms to preserve civilization. It's so funny that I can't say it without laughing. Donald Trump has created millions of jobs. He's turned around the economy. He's exploded GDP. But you got to win the midterms to preserve civilization. Jobs don't matter to Nancy Pelosi. Bonuses are crumbs. They don't matter. Great GDP doesn't matter. And the only way to save civilization is for Democrats to win. By the way, speaking of saving civilization, Chicago, 100% Democrat control for 70 years. Nearly 30 shot this weekend. 4 fatally over the weekend at gun control Chicago. The last few weekends, by the way, 36 shot, 7 killed over Memorial Day weekend. A couple of weeks ago, 21 shot during a 14-hour period. And by the way, virtually every single one of them being shot and killed is black. The Democratic Party doesn't care. Doesn't care, but you care about separating women from children at the border who came here illegally and knew they'd be separated. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? More now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code USA.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my cetogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Synagenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you know how I feel about big government, and big government was used by Obama to come after me. He sent the IRS after me, and who took care of me? Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group, and that's why I recommend him to everybody. Everybody who watches my show knows I give a 5-star highest rating to the Landis Tax Group. They are inexpensive. They believe in people. They take care of people. They fight the IRS. They fight big government. They fight Big Brother. They fight Uncle Sam on your behalf. And if you ever have a problem or any complaint of any kind, you know you contact Wayne Root, wayneroot@gmail.com. And I'll speak to my great buddy Sam Landis and take good care of every single person who watches this show, becomes a client of the Landis Tax Group, Sam Landis. Just call him. You'll get a free consultation, and it's with a tax attorney, not a salesperson. No hype, no BS, no sales pitch. You'll hear exactly what you'll pay and exactly how long it'll take. And because you're talking to an attorney, you get attorney-client privilege. Very important. Call Landis Tax Group toll-free. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. 800-934-3578, 800-934-3578. Thank you, Sam Landis, for sponsoring this show. They are the best. I mentioned a minute ago that Nancy Pelosi is so mentally disturbed. She says Democrats must win the midterms to preserve civilization. I also forgot to mention Pelosi vowed to avenge President Obama in the Supreme Court fight because he didn't get his pick with Judge, Merrick Garland? He was picked to the Supreme Court, and the Republicans would not confirm his nomination. They held it off until Trump won the election. Then they named Neil Gorsuch, and she says that was unfair, and she's going to avenge President Barack Obama. And then the last thing before I take a few calls, because we do have Corey Lewandowski coming on as a guest tonight, so that'll take a little bit of time. I just want to mention witnesses. A witness has come forward that's prepared to identify the two killers of Seth Rich. You know, I've talked about this on this show many times, but you have to hear who the witness says are the killers. The witness says one is reportedly a current DEA agent, Drug Enforcement Administration agent, and the other is a current ATF agent, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. And the witness fears for his life will be accompanied by armed guards and disguised his identity as he details how two employees of the United States government killed Seth Rich in a news conference scheduled for Tuesday, tomorrow. Wow. So, you know, I've been arguing from the beginning it was a hit. It was not a random killing. He was killed. They left his wallet. They left his watch. They left his money. They left his gold chain. They didn't want anything from him. They murdered him. It was a hit. And I've always said it was a hit arranged by Democrats, whether, I don't know which Democrat, and it was Hillary, it was Debbie Wasserman Schultz, I don't know, Donna Rice was involved, I don't know who was involved. I know that he, Seth Rich, is the guy who took, it appears to me, took the files from the DNC and Hillary Clinton and gave them to WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. And someone killed this guy in retaliation. Well, if you're going to order a hit, who would you use? Government employees. If you're a big shot in government, you'd use government employees. Doesn't this point to somebody at the very top of the Democratic Party ordering the hit? All right, let's take some calls. Mike in Fresno. Mike in Fresno on line three. Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Great, Wayne. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Listen, I want to think about the Supreme Court nominee. I remember Obama said the Constitution was a living, breathing document. That's like, okay, let's change the Bible the way I feel. How important is it, Wayne, to get a Supreme Court judge on there that will stand by the Constitution and not just try to change it according to what they believe?
Well, that's a question for me. The answer is it's life or death. I mean, this is the difference between us surviving. You talk about Nancy Pelosi saying that, you know, Democrats have to win for us as a civilization to survive. For capitalism to survive, for conservatives to survive, for the next 30 or 40 years, you got to get someone on there who is a constitutionalist who believes that it's not a living, breathing document. What the Founding Fathers believed holds just as true today as it did then, like the Second Amendment, like free speech, the First Amendment. All of that holds just as true now as it held when the brilliant founders of our country, like Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and George Washington and Benjamin Franklin, et cetera, when they put it together, the most brilliant men ever arrayed in one place at one time in the history of the world were our founding fathers. And I'm a constitutionalist, and I believe that everything they said is the law today, just as it was on the day they put it together and they framed our Constitution. So very important. I would like it to be Amy Coney Barrett. That's who I think is the right choice. I don't remember if I announced it on the TV on Thursday or Friday, but I did all weekend on Facebook and on Twitter. I think it's the perfect choice because Democrats will attack her Catholicism. It'll drive Catholics. They'll see the real truth of what liberals are like, and they'll drive into the Republican Party for the next five decades. But I don't think it's going to be her now. Unfortunately, I thought I had it picked. But I keep hearing she's home in Indiana, and the winner of this sweepstakes is going to be standing with Donald Trump in the next half hour. The announcement will be made at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 Pacific, as soon as my show is over. And it's bound to be a person who's there with Donald Trump. So if the reports are true and she's home in Indiana, it's not going to be my pick, Amy. But all the picks are good. All the finalists are fantastic. So Trump can't lose. Wayne Allyn Root, more now. Corey Lewandowski, up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Tonight at 9 o'clock, President Trump will announce his next Supreme Court nominee,
Justin Walker, clerk for both Anthony Kennedy and Brett Kavanaugh. He talks about the notion that Kavanaugh is the establishment candidate.
You know, actually, Judge Kavanaugh is the opposite of the sort of Georgetown cocktail party crowd. The guy is a family man. He coaches his daughter's basketball team. He's run a marathon twice. And he'd much rather have a beer and watch a hockey game than go to any kind of fancy D.C. insider thing. In fact, I'll tell you, the last time I saw him, he had to push back our morning meeting because he'd been up so late the night before celebrating the Washington Capitals Stanley Cup victory.
Retired four-star General Jack Keane says exactly what Secretary of State Pompeo was looking for on his trip.
He wants the identification and location of all of their nuclear sites. That's fuel, storage, research, testing.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Broadcast.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, welcome back. We've got our special guest in just 1 second, Corey Lewandowski, former campaign manager who helped us get Donald Trump in the White House. Thank you, Donald Trump. Thank you, Corey Lewandowski. Without Corey, there may not have been Donald Trump, so we thank you for that. Or I should say a president, Donald Trump. I also want to make sure I thank the sponsor of this segment of the show, U.S. Gold Bureau. If you've ever in your entire life thought about buying gold, now is the time to contact U.S. Gold Bureau. Just for calling, they will send you a free silver eagle coin. Here it is. This is the coin. Look at it. It's big. It's bold. It's brassy. It's beautiful. I love it. What kid wouldn't love this? Give it to your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews. If you're a teacher, give it to the kids in the classroom who get the best scores in the latest pop quiz you give them. Give it to the kids of the salespeople that work for you. It is the greatest gift. I wish someone had given me something like this and told me to start a hobby of collecting coins when I was a kid, because I'd be worth about $30 million right now. I keep meeting people who say, you know, how'd you get in the gold business? How are you so rich? You're driving a Bentley. You're living in a mansion. How'd that happen? They all give me the same answer. I started collecting coins as a kid, and I fell in love with the shiny coins. Give this to your kids. It'll change their life, and it's free. A silver eagle coin, free, brilliant, uncirculated condition, direct from the U.S. Mint, 1 ounce of pure silver, no additional obligation, no shipping costs, no hidden fees. They're so sure they can win you over as a long-term client, they're willing to lose money right now. Free phone call, free American Silver Eagle, free shipping. They take all the chances, U.S. Gold Bureau, because they know they're going to win your business long-term. They're that good. And they're friends at Wayne Root, by the way. Call right now for your free coin, your free consultation, 885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD. Toll free anywhere in the United States, 800-885-4653. They are my friends. They text me in the middle of the show all the time. Tell me how much they love this show. Thank them when you're on the phone with them for sponsoring Wayne Allen Root, 800-885-GOLD. All right, we got our guest who is gold. He's one of the few people in Washington, D.C. I really, really like. And I consider him a friend. He's real. You have to understand, you don't know Corey Lewandowski. If you knew him, you'd know this guy. I call him, I text him, he's there for me. You don't find that in Washington, D.C., because he's not a typical D.C. swamp guy. He's not like that. He's a New Hampshire guy, a former state trooper, a cop. My kind of people. Corey Lewandowski. Hey, Corey. How are you, man?
Wayne, I'm so happy to be with you tonight. Thank you for having me on once again.
What's your new title? You're on the staff of the Vice President of the United States nowadays, right?
Yeah, you know, I get the privilege now to work with the Vice President on his Political Action Committee, so I'm a senior advisor to the Great America Committee. And that's the hard money committee that the vice president is out raising money for, so that candidates for office, whether it's Congress or the U.S. Senate, who are supporting the Trump agenda, whether incumbents or their challengers, will have hard money put into their PACs, put into their campaigns. And that's what we're doing. I'm traveling around the country with the vice president. He's raising all kinds of money. Just a couple weeks ago, I think we handed out 70 or 75 different checks to incumbents and challengers across the country to make sure we have a majority coming in and after the 2018 election cycle.
Now, we love Mike Pence. He's a great man, a fine man, a loyal man. And I remember the one time he came to Nevada campaigning during the election, or I came to Las Vegas, the only time I could make it because I was doing my radio show. I didn't want to give up the show for the day, so I didn't attend. And my friend sent me the video. The first words he said stepping on the stage were, "Thank you, Wayne Allen Root. Nobody would be in this room without Wayne Root promoting it. This guy's fantastic. Thank you, Wayne." I was like, what? I'm not even there. Who would even think of that? What a quality individual this guy is. So I'm
well, that's
fan.
Exactly. Wayne, look, we know what you have done to help get Donald Trump elected, to help the Trump-Pence team, not only since they've been in office, but before they got in office. And look, you remember, Wayne, it wasn't cool to be with Trump when we started, right? When we came to Nevada, even though we had won two of the first three primaries, there weren't a lot of people in Nevada banging down the door to support the Trump team. You were there. You've always been there. I am so thankful. I had the privilege of being with the president 2 weeks ago when he was in Las Vegas. I made the trip out with him. It was a great time, and I can promise you this. Mike Pence and Donald J. Trump will be back in Nevada before this election year is over.
Great, great. We need to win here. We need to win with all our great candidates, because we've got to keep Nevada great again. Forget about America great again. We've got to keep making Nevada great, because I don't want to be California. You know, we've got to stop the invasion of liberals of California. All right, let's talk about the Supreme Court. That's the main reason I got you on. SCOTUS, Within minutes of this show ending, in the next few minutes, Donald Trump is going to unveil his new pick for the United States Supreme Court. I'm already, no matter who he picked, they're fantastic. Every finalist is fantastic. But I'm a little disappointed because I thought Amy Coney Barrett would be the greatest choice because the Democrats would be put in a box. They'd have to attack a woman. She happens to be a beautiful, telegenic woman. She's got, what is it, 7 kids, 2 of them adopted. She's got a Catholic faith background, and I thought it would put them in a terrible position to attack her Catholicism. I thought it would be great, and now I hear she's back home in Indiana, so she's obviously not the choice. Why do you think he didn't go with Amy? Any special reason?
You know, I don't know the reason, obviously. I think the one downfall of her is that she hasn't been on the federal bench very long.
Yes, she's
new. And I know
that's
a plus and a minus, but she's relatively new. I think she was appointed under the Trump administration, and so her record may not be as long. But she is absolutely the type of Supreme Court justice that this country needs, a strict constitutionalist, a person who cares about their family, a person who's not looking to legislate from the bench. But what you said is exactly right. I think we're down to two people.
Yeah.
Right? We're down to two people now. The president's going to make this decision in about the next 20 minutes or so and unveil it to the American people. And what we're going to see is exactly what he pledged in the campaign, appointing Supreme Court justices and appellate court justices who are not legislating from the bench, who understand the role of a federal judge, who understand the role of what the Constitution has been, which is a founding document of our country, and to allow that to stand. That's what you're going to see, and you're going to see conservatives across the country unite. But the other thing you're going to see, Wayne, and this is the most troubling part, this president offered a number of Democrat senators to come to the White House tonight to be there, and every single one to a person refused.
Unbelievable. We're just in a, you know, we're in a battle. We're in a terrible, terrible war. Thank God it's not, you know, at least on our side, we don't think it's a shooting war. It's a violent war. Democrats seem to think it's a violent war. They threaten our lives and they threaten to hurt us. And in many cases, they have hurt Trump supporters. It's deadly to walk around with a MAGA hat in some neighborhoods or to put a bumper sticker on your car or to put a Trump sign outside your home. You can really get hurt. But we know we're in a culture war. I'm not sure if we're in a war. I hope we're not in a civil war. But Democrats sure think we are, and they just hate us. It's they hate Trump with such a hatred. It's unbelievable. Do you see Nancy Pelosi today? We're talking to Corey Lewandowski. Do you see Nancy Pelosi said that if we don't win in the midterms, it's the end of civilization?
Wait, this is so crazy. You have to remember, look, I never supported Barack Obama. I didn't vote for the guy. But when he became the president, I wanted him to be successful because I want my country to be successful.
And you respect
the difference
the
now. Well, of course, but the difference now is these Democrats hate this president more than they love this country, and that is a very, very sad state of affairs. And candidly, look, that's why we're in some of the positions that we're in right now. Democrats did not one Democrat voted for the Trump tax cuts. And then they go back home in states like Montana and South Dakota and Missouri and West Virginia, and they say, oh, we're bipartisan. They're not bipartisan. They are Chuck Schumer Democrats.
Right.
Who are obstacles to getting our country in the right direction again. And I think come Election Day, the American people are smart, and they're going to send those people home.
Yeah, you know, in Nevada is a great example. You know the Dean Heller. You know, I never liked Dean Heller. I thought he was an anti-Trumper, a never-Trumper. And the minute the locker room stuff came out, he dumped Trump. I have never liked Dean Heller. Now I'm supporting him, and I'm fighting for him because he's Trump's pick. And I could never allow Jackie Rosen to become our senator. And Dean has come around, and he's suddenly Trump's best friend. We'll see if that's a long-term plan or if that's just to get elected. But at the moment, I'm going to take him at his word. I'm going to fight for Dean. You know me. I'm loyal to a fault. And if Trump likes Dean Heller, then I'll fight for Dean Heller. But if you look at Dean Heller's voting record, he's like 80% with the Republicans, and 20% of the time he goes bipartisan with the Democrats. I don't like that. I think he's too liberal for me, okay? But that's okay. Democrats talk about bipartisanship, Corey Lewandowski. Do you know the people he's running against, our entire Nevada Democratic delegation, you know what their voting record is? Like 4%, 4%, 6%, and 0% with Republicans. So how are Democrats ever bipartisan when they're 0 to 4% with Republicans, and the Republican nominee is 20, 25% with the Democrats, and then they criticize us when they've never voted with us on anything in their lives?
Well, it's a great question, and your point is very valid. Democrats like to say they're bipartisan, but they never are. Not one Democrat is voting with this president to put our country in the right path. And look, this president has talked about issues that the Democrats should be able to get behind, which is fair trade, which is opportunities for our country to not be taken advantage of again. We've got a $500 billion trade deficit with China alone. Are you telling me There's not one Democrat out there who can't get out and say, Donald Trump is doing the right thing. We're going to start manufacturing here in our state again. Dean Heller, you know, he wasn't with the president on some of the big issues, but he's come around. He's seen what happened to guys like Jeff Flake and Ben Sasse and Bob Corker. When they attack the president, their careers go right to the floor. And I'll tell you what, Dean Heller understood it. He saw what was coming to his way. He decided to get on the team of the president. And I was there, and the president went out to Nevada just a couple weeks ago. He is supporting Dean Heller 100%. He cleared the primary field for him because the alternative to Dean Heller is a 100% dyed-in-the-wool liberal who will vote with Chuck Schumer 100% of the time.
And by the way, she'll vote for crazy radical commie ideas like abolishing ICE. She reminds me of Ocasio-Cortez, that new 101 in Queens, who's an outright proud socialist and who wants to abolish ICE and wants universal income, and who says every single person in America who wants a government job should get one. These people are crazy, and that's what Jackie Rose reminds me of. So I'm for Dean Heller, believe me. I'm going to fight for him. Hey, Corey, last pick. We got 30 seconds. Your guess, who do you think the next Supreme Court nominee will be in a few minutes?
Oh, boy, I hate to make a prediction. I don't know. Look, I'm going to stay out of the prediction game. That's where you've done very, very well.
Right,
I don't do so well in that. But I'll tell you this, I'm very happy that the president's making this choice. And this is historic. Two Supreme Court nominees in the first 18 months. He could get three or four in an eight-year term. That would really change the way the court's structured.
That would be great. All right, Corey Lewandowski, we love you. We think you're great. Thank you. He's the co-author with David Bossie of Let Trump Be Trump, the inside story of Donald Trump's rise to the presidency. And now he's working with Vice President Pence, raising money for great conservative candidates. We love Corey. We think he is fantastic. He's one of the main reasons we've got Donald Trump as president. Thank you, Corey. Wayne Allyn, War Now. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks, and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. Two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
War now!
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I told you a minute ago, Nancy Pelosi said, you know, if we don't win the midterms, Democrats, it's the end of civilization. And now Rob Reiner, you know, meathead from Archie Bunker's show, All in the Family, he just made a comment that if Republicans win, it's the end of democracy. They're all insane. They're just completely unhinged. But one thing that was truthful when Obama was president is that it would be the end of America if you elected a third term of Obama, which would be Hillary Clinton, because it'd be, first of all, the economy was so horrible for 8 years. I'm a businessman. I'm a witness. So bad. And the IRS attacks, so bad. The use of government agencies to destroy critics' lives, so bad. Obamacare, such a lie, such a pathetic fraud committed upon the American people. The lies told in order to pass Obamacare were just unprecedented in the history of America. So when you talk about the end of democracy, the end of civilization, I never said anything about civilization or democracy ending, but I sure thought it would be the end of America as we know it, to have Obama as a third term, and that would be Hillary, would have been the third term. She bragged, third term of Obama. All right. Before I get to callers, Synagenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They are the experts on healthy aging, otherwise known as the global leader in age management medicine. They've been around since 1997. I am their guinea pig. If you think I'm looking pretty sharp lately, it's because I've lost weight and I've gained muscle and I feel the best of my life. And in 1 month, I'm no longer insulin resistant, and they dropped my cholesterol dramatically, and they dropped my triglycerides dramatically in half, and they dropped my pre-diabetic dramatically. And I'm just out of harm's way completely. And my testosterone is up. My HGH, human growth hormone, is up. This is all naturally. They did a great job, and they could do it for you, too. Contact Synagenics, toll-free anywhere in the United States. And it is a free, no-obligation consultation. 888-YOUNGER, as in the opposite of older. 888-YOUNGER, Y-O-U-N-G-E-R, 888-YOUNGER. Or you can register at Synagenics.com, C-E-N-E-G-E-N-I-C-S. Synagenics.com, or if you're driving or you're not able to write it down, you don't have a pen in front of you, if you're watching on Newsmax right now, I'll tell you what, just remember to contact me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. That's easy to remember, right? WayneRoot@gmail.com, and I will tell you the phone number, 888-YOUNGER, and the website, Synagenics.com. They have 21 clinics all over the United States, and they make people 888-YOUNGER as opposed to older. Everybody wants to look younger and feel younger, And I look younger and I feel younger. You could see it on TV. Those of you listening don't know, but you could see it on TV. It's been a dramatic difference. Thank you, Synagenix. They could do the same for you. All right, let's take some calls. Let's take Sean in Nebraska on line two. Sean, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? What's on your mind? Sean, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
There you go. Hey, it's Wayne Root. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to make a comment or two. I agree with what you were saying partially early. I am the conservative religious right, but right now I'm sick to my stomach sitting here. I'm shaking. I'm so mad. There's going to be consequences for this pick tonight. Amy Barrett should have been nominated. Now we're going to end up with another Kennedy or Roberts. Just great. And I've always been for President Trump, but this one's a big, big mistake.
Well, I mean, do you know for a fact the others are so bad? I think all the finalists were pretty good. Maybe not as good as Amy, but pretty good. I think there were a lot of every finalist choice, there were four of them, were all pretty darn conservative. No? What do you know that I don't know that makes any of them bad?
I guess what I'm saying is, with President Trump, the religious people were out for him 100%. He's always backed everybody. Mm-hmm. Now here come the Catholics. He doesn't back Amy Barrett one bit. He never came out for her at all. Never said anything. Not one thing when the Dems attacked her like that.
Well, but he's the one who nominated her, Sean. Don't exaggerate on me. Now, listen, he's the one that gave her the nomination to the federal bench. So, look, she made the final cut. She was one of the four finalists. So he obviously likes her a lot. And there's a lot of things that enter into these decisions I don't know about. I would have picked Amy Barrett. That's who my choice would have been. I think it would have been great to force the Democrats into a corner and say something bad about Catholics, and you can't be a Catholic Supreme Court justice. Really? And that would have let people know where they stand. They're very anti-religion, anti-Christian, anti-Catholic, all the above. But listen, she's a wonderful pick. I would have made the pick, but obviously it's not going to be her tonight. And whoever it is probably going to be just fine. I don't think it's going to be an Anthony Kennedy. I mean, I think there were bad views on some of the others in various rulings they made that were not perfect, according to me. But they're all pretty darn conservative, recommended by the Heritage Foundation. So I don't think there was a bad pick among them. Hey, Sean, thanks for the call. Well, I appreciate it. I'm with you. I'm going to pick Amy. Let's take Mike in California. Last call of the night. Mike in California, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you, Mike?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, I know I've only got a couple minutes here, so I'll make it quick. All I wanted to say was I think Ocasio-Cortez proved the point that I was trying to make about a month ago when I talked to you.
Which is
you don't always need money to win an election.
Well, not if you're a Democrat, but if you're a Republican, you generally do. The only guy who broke that was the guy who beat Eric Cantor. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but the guy who beat Cantor was outspent like 20-1 and somehow still won because people saw Cantor as such a rhino who was pro-immigration. But it's real tough without money, Mike. It really is. And Ocasio is in the Democratic primary in an all-minority district, and she argued that the white guy should not be the one representing us. It was that simple. She went door-to-door, and she burned up the shoe leather. She told everybody the white guy should not be the representative of this minority district. And she won. You can do that with Democrats. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll find out who the Supreme Court nominee is in a matter of minutes. Go, Trump. See you tomorrow.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.